Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
All right, here we go. Seems a Monetary Authority of Singapore scholar is presently serving his scholarship obligation as an entrepreneur. Jay Ng from Singapore FinTech Upstart, #Stacks, is the managing director there. And he's been quietly working across Southeast Asia's emerging markets to bring blockchain technologies and expertise to these financial markets.
A veteran in Singapore's finance industry, Jay seeks to harness entrepreneurship to bridge major corporates in the fintech and blockchain space with Southeast Asia's emerging targets. But why did he turn his back on a secure path for his career by not wanting to serve his scholarship obligation in a high-flying ministry job? Well, Jay joins us today. Well, Jay tells us all about #Stacks and how it works.
I got to say, that's a really good introduction earlier on.
You've got to live up to it, though, unfortunately.
Yes. We would love to share about #Stacks. #Stacks is a blockchain development firm that's really focused on empowering financial institutions. And when I say financial institutions, you know, it's actually quite wide-ranging. It can be exchanges, banks, investment banks, broker-dealers, and even the fund management industry. And, you know, as I was saying, it's really to empower these institutions in the new era, what I call the future of finance. And I think blockchain technology definitely is going to transform capital markets and the finance industry as we know it today. And a lot of the times, you know, when we talk to the traditional finance institutions, we sort of realize that the technology, maybe not, you know, throughout the entire financial industry, but there's definitely some parts of it that has been forgotten. You know, if we look around
us. Give us an example.
You look around us at the pace of technology that has been enabling e-commerce, telecommunications and whatnot. Let's just take very specific example and let's talk about capital markets. You know, I was a trader before, and definitely on the trading side of things, technology has advanced a lot. So 10 years ago when I was a trader, you know, we were sort of even calling or maybe messaging and getting trades done. But today, you just look at how technology has taken over the trading part of things. Algos are actually ruling the trading world. But at the same time...
Do you mean know, algorithms?
Algorithms, yes, okay. Exactly. But at the same time, if you look at the post-trade, so what I just talked about is actually the pre-trade and maybe the trade part of it.
Yeah.
But the other side of it, post-trade, which is the clearing and settlement after a trade has been done, I think that is the part that has been quite forgotten. You know,
in fact, what are we talking about? Still writing checks, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, for example, a lot of times, you know, say Thailand, I was just at a conference a couple of days ago and the Bank of Thailand was sharing some of these initiatives in Thailand. And in particular, she was sharing how the bond settlement process was taking 15 days. 15 days, mm-hmm. You know, when trading takes milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, today on the blockchain, that has been shortened to 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, in fact, if you just look at technology itself, that can be almost instantaneous settlement. Yeah. But whether we want instantaneous settlement, that's another issue altogether.
But it
can be done.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Is the point, is
yeah.
it?
And that's just one very specific example of what technology, in particular blockchain technology, can do to the financial markets. And that's what we are aiming to do. If I were to give a one-liner to describe or to end off this description of what we do, is to say that, you know, Stacks Network, which is a blockchain that we have developed, we aim to be the underlying infrastructure of the financial industry.
You think you're a first mover in this area? Nascent, this particular area?
We are definitely very new.
Yeah.
We are very new. In fact, this entire industry is very new. We are not the first mover in the world, but in fact, not being a first mover has its advantages disadvantages.
You go first, it could be dangerous.
Yeah. I think disadvantages, of course, you know, because we are not the first mover.
Yeah.
So we don't have that first mover natural advantage.
Yeah.
But I think more importantly, the advantage is that we learn from a lot of the first movers. Yeah. So today, you know, when we develop this blockchain that we have, this is a blockchain that's been developed specifically for finance. And some of the first movers out there, say, for example, if I may name them, you know, I'm happy to name them, although they are natural competitors.
Yeah.
Say the Ethereum that we know, R3 Corda Network, or even maybe IBM Hyperledger Fabric. We sort of look at them 2 years ago and we develop what we think is the best of, not both worlds, but multiple blockchain, best of blockchains.
Mm.
And from there, we even further customize our blockchain that we think the financial sector and institutions would need. And that is, and the result of that is actually the stats blockchain that we have. So, you know, the advantage of being not the first mover is that you sort of look at...
You can tweak what other people have
exactly,
done.
Exactly, yeah. You look at what people have done. And hopefully, you know, we build something better.
Okay.
Exactly.
And of course, we have to ask you this question, Jay. Why did you choose the unorthodox path of serving your scholarship by becoming an entrepreneur?
Firstly, I have to say that I have the blessing of MAS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think from a personal level, well, my career has always been in trading and asset management. And so naturally, you know, when I went for my postgraduate on MAS scholarship, that was sort of the natural path. But at the same time, I think that year out in UK, we were in Cambridge with my entire family. That was the best time of our life. With that ability to look at my career, having 1 year out from the market, and, you know, I was just looking at the past 10, 12 years that I was in traditional markets, and I sort of look at the advance of blockchain how blockchain and fintech is coming along back in 2016, 2017. I think it became very clear to me that a lot of the functions that is happening for traditional finance where I started my career, that has to be transformed by this technology. You know, I always say this, that, you know, when I think about the internet of information, which is the internet we know today, and how that transformed many industries, for example, encyclopedias, e-commerce, that I talk about, telecommunications, the internet of value, right, which is blockchain, that's going to change entirely the old traditional functions of banking and finance that we know in a very different way. So when I look at that and I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's the next 10, 15, 20 years of my career? I think it became very clear at a personal level that I have to be involved in fintech. At the same time, in 2016, 2017, MAS came up with the Smart Nation initiative, and they actually launched, you know, many different initiatives in fintech. And I was so encouraged. I was in London, I was very involved in the London scene, you know, the conferences and whatnot. At the same time, 14 hours away from London in Singapore, there's a lot of things happening as well. So I think it became very clear that when I come back, I definitely want to be part of fintech. And in fact, with the blessing of the central bank, I'm actually serving my bond. You know, I'm actually serving my bond in building this company and also hopefully contribute to Singapore as a fintech hub.
What were some of the personal challenges you faced, though?
Oh, many.
Making this decision and taking this route.
I guess the personal challenge, you know, is not really about the decision to take on this route. I think it's really all the different challenges of launching a new business, a new company, especially in a very new industry. But of course, with that, it also come a lot of the very exciting parts of it. Yeah, because the industry is really just so new, which means that, in fact, we are making a market. So as a technology...
It's like truly building something, right? It doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. For example, you know, the technology that we have is production ready. So today we can deploy a blockchain and all the associated applications for a bank or for an exchange in, say, 3 months.
Okay.
So that's really fast. If you think about B2B kind of enterprise solution, you know, one of our major selling point or advantage is that we are really fast and nimble. But of course, with that said, you know, with all the technology that's available out there, I think one of the challenge is education and, like I said, making a market. You know, so today, one of the big driver behind our business or my bet, you know, is that in future, anything of value, so we're talking about bonds, equities, maybe even buildings, physical assets, that has to exist in a digital format in the future.
Okay, Jay, before we let you go, will you continue with hashtags after you fulfilled your scholarship obligation?
Would I continue? Yeah, definitely.
Did you know the word obligation, right, has a tinge of reluctance and maybe I don't want to do it.
No. Yeah, this is definitely what I want to do. And hopefully, I can end here. You know what I mean? Like, retire here.
Are there hopes for other people to maybe do the same thing you have? MAS scholars fulfilling their obligations by being an entrepreneur, carving out something new as opposed to, you know, in that high-flying ministry job.
No, yeah, I think so. But make sure you get the blessing of your ministry.
But of course.
I don't want them to come after me.
Wise words. Jay Ng is Managing Director at Hashtags. Jay, thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.